literally in the midst of Chick-fil-A and their incredible, you know, customer service that they have. But he stopped everything and he said, "Hey, y'all, welcome Owen, your newest team member." And every single person stopped what they were doing and they said, "Hey, Owen, welcome to the team."
An 8-year-old boy in Charleston, South Carolina, landed his dream job recently, working at Chick-fil-A. I know what you're thinking. Isn't he a little young to be handing out waffle fries and nuggets? We've got the whole inspiring story coming up for you. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann, who's 60-something and still hasn't landed his dream job at Chick-fil-A. What's up with that?
Well, I'm a patient man, Allison. My dad lived to 96, so if I follow his footsteps, I got 30-some years. So I'm hanging in there. I think it's going to happen.
And Truett, Kathy, was kind of a late bloomer, as you might say.
Yeah, Truett and I are a lot alike.
Oh, well, I can't wait to tell you about Owen. He's your typical 8-year-old boy. He loves to play, go to the beach, hang out with his family, and of course, visit Chick-fil-A. But his mom says Mr. O was made extra. He has an extra chromosome known as Down syndrome. His mom, Nicole, says when she was pregnant, she was completely unaware of his uniqueness. We're so excited to have Owen's mom, Nicole Popadich, on the podcast. Welcome, Nicole.
Oh, hi, everyone. Thanks so much.
Okay, so take us back to the beginning, back to the hospital. Owen had just arrived, and I understand he came 6 weeks early. Surprise!
Yeah.
When did you start to realize he was a unique baby?
Absolutely. Yeah, so Owen was born on a Monday, and he's our first child. So we were so excited, a little surprised, but very excited. And he went straight to the NICU, and as he was there, the nurses just started to notice a few things that they just wanted to take a closer look at. And so they took some tests, and later that Friday, the results came in. And, you know, it's unique for one of the nurses. We just kind of had this really special bond. We didn't know what it was, but, you know, there's just those people you meet and you just feel very comfortable around. And so when they let us know the results came in, she asked, she said, "Do you mind if I sit in with you for your results?" And because we had known her now for a week, we said, absolutely. She's helped me become a new mom, teaching me how to change diapers, all the things that it was so sweet to have her there. And as the doctor shared, you know, the results saying, "Hey, Mr. and Ms. Popadich, your son Owen has Down syndrome." In that moment, the just flood of emotions and questions, you know, just flooded our minds of, you know, what kind of life will he have? What does this mean? And in that moment, as tears are running down my face, she puts her hand on my knee and she says, "Everything's going to be okay. Our son is 22. He has Down syndrome and he works in this hospital. Everything is going to be okay." And, you know, it was just a reassurance, though she couldn't answer all of our questions of what it means and what will happen. But she was just one step ahead. It just gave us so much hope for Owen's life and his future. So his name means young warrior, and that's exactly what he is. He is full of life. Boy wakes up at like 5:30 a.m. So he's always been like, let's go, let's get going kind of guy. So that's our Owen.
Well, Owen means young warrior.
It does. Yep. It's a strong name.
That's my wife's maiden name. That explains a lot.
Exactly.
Had you had any experience with someone that had Down syndrome in your life?
You know, we really haven't. Stephen and I, neither one of us had. We did go on a mission trip down the Dominican Republic, maybe 4 years before Owen was born. And we were working with a special needs orphanage. And I remember just even just reflecting on the photos in my mind right now, just how special that moment was. And I think there was always a compassion in our hearts for children with special needs, but I don't think you can ever really prepare yourself. For example, I was 24 when I had Owen. So the chances is like one in a million, that would even be the case. And so we knew we kind of had a higher probability as far as some things that they were able to do when we were pregnant with Owen, but we didn't want to go the route of taking or doing amniocentesis testing because it sounded very invasive and we didn't want to risk the pregnancy. So that's why we didn't know that Owen had Down syndrome before we gave birth.
And so at this point, you didn't live in Charleston, right?
Correct. We didn't live in Charleston. We were actually in Greensboro, North Carolina. And we love the city, but that's ultimately not where we were going to raise Owen. And wildly enough, we were actually getting ready to move to Charlotte. So our house was boxed and ready to go. And a month after Owen was born, we were going to move there. However, that week of Owen being born, being in the NICU, meeting that nurse, one of the things that she said, where do you see yourself living the next 40 years? And that was just a mind-blowing question for us because we had never really thought about that. Like why we were going to Charlotte for was for another career opportunity. But when we started to think, man, where would we want to live? We started thinking the world. Like, is there anywhere around the world that we would live? And, you know, ultimately it brought us back to the East Coast because that's where our family is. And then we started honing in on, man, you know, we spent our year anniversary in Charleston and we love the city. We even joked about maybe one day we'll retire in Charleston. And then one day when Owen was in the NICU and my mom was in town staying with him and we decided to drive down to Charleston. And of course we did the most practical thing that anybody would do is you're trying to figure out where should you live and you're praying about where do we go? We went to the beach. And we said, you know, God, is this really where you're calling our family to be? And there's like dolphins jumping in the background in this glorious city. And we're like, wow, this is wild to think, like, could it really be Charleston? And sure enough, as we started to do our research and investigate, we found out they have some of the best medical facilities with MUSC and special needs programs for children. And Stephen and I were both in ministry at the time. And honestly, we were so naive. We didn't know much about special needs. But one of the things that we discovered is there's not many churches that have special needs programs. And we knew that we were going to need that. We were going to need the support and the help and just navigating and other families to do life with. And that's when we found Seacoast Church. And it was funny, the day we walked in the door at Seacoast, when we took that day to just come down here and explore, is this where our family's supposed to be? We walk in and there is a pastor on staff named Tim Smith. And he looks like Santa Claus, but he was wearing flip-flops and jeans. And we were like, this place is unreal. Like every step of the way, it just almost seemed too good to be true. And thinking about it now, like seeing Owen grow up in Charleston and a part of Seacoast, and Stephen is a college and 20s pastor. So though we had no family here, the church became our family. Owen took some of his first steps down at the music hall. He loves the church to this day. And it's just a really, really special place for our family.
Now, Owen has that extra chromosome, which it gives him the Down syndrome. When did you figure out he had that extra chromosome for Chick-fil-A, which made him a super fan?
Yeah, well, funny enough with Owen, like he was always a picky eater. And it kind of worried us at first. We're like, man, what is this kid going to eat? Is he getting the nutrients that he needs? Because there were these like bougie type of like Cheetos, kid Cheetos. And man, we were just paying so much money on these Cheetos. And so we decided there was this natural Cheetos brand. And we said, why don't we just try to switch to that? Because you get a lot more in a bigger bag and they seem about the same, quote unquote, nutritional value. And so we tried to switch him over on that as a snack. And he loved these Cheetos. Well, Owen was never a sweets kid, right? So for his second birthday, we actually made him a Cheeto cake. It was wild. We'll never forget it. It was like the best thing he loved. Like I still see his face in my mind when he saw this huge, massive tower of Cheetos come around the corner with a candle on top. And so shortly after that, we started, you know, letting him investigate different foods. And that's when we discovered that he's a steak and potatoes kind of guy. We were always giving him the wrong food because he really wanted something different. He didn't want the baby food. He didn't want the whatever, you know, he wanted this what we had, which was steak and potatoes. And then that's when we discovered Chick-fil-A, and the boy almost daily still asked for Chick-fil-A. There is just something about, and his order every single time, He says, I want Chick-fil-A, French fries, and Coke. Like, that's his order. It is very simple, direct, and the same. It doesn't change. It just doesn't change with Owen.
He's a smart kid. He knows what he likes.
He knows what he likes. He sure does. Absolutely.
I also have an 8-year-old son, and I think the two of them could be best buddies, to be honest, because Sammy has a lot of energy as well. Loves just waking up early. He always has. But I'm starting to try to figure out, what is this kid going to be when he grows up? Mm. Have you started to think that about Owen too?
Yeah, exactly. And I do hope our boys can meet one day. I think that would be incredible. But you're right. In this time, this season of life, I feel like that's what a lot of parents are navigating. It's like, what sports do we put our kid in? What are their hobbies, their passions, their interests? And so we had Owen, actually, it was called the Fundamentals of Basketball. And Owen is just a baller, man. He loves basketball. We have a basketball court out at the church. And every single Sunday, he goes out there and shoots hoops. And so we got him involved in that. But through that, you know, Owen's the kid that's cheering for the other team when they get a goal.
That's
Owen. So hence why it's called Fundamentals, because it truly is. He was just having fun with it. And obviously, we never saw him going in the NBA. So we'll keep it as a hobby. But then career day rolled around. And it was one of those things that, you know, we were asking Owen, what do you want to be? Like, what do you want to dress up as? What do you want to be? Because we've already done, you know, the football player, the basketball player, all those things. And his response was Chick-fil-A. And I'm thinking, all right, bud, like, thank you, you know, but it's not dinner time. Like, Chick-fil-A, like, what do you mean by Chick-fil-A? And then it dawned on me, like, bud, would you want to work at Chick-fil-A? And he was like, yeah, Chick-fil-A. And he just, like, lit up, like, This was the path that we needed to investigate and start going down. And so Chandler, one of the young adults who's known Owen since he was 3 months old when we moved to Charleston, has like babysat him and just been a part of his life from the beginning. I remember at one point she had worked at a Chick-fil-A before she went into full-time ministry. And I said, hey, Chandler, by any chance, do you have an extra shirt or anything Owen could wear for career day? And she said, absolutely. She said, you could just have all my stuff now that I'm not there. She was like, I had the best. She literally worked there since she was in high school. So she worked there for many, many years. And she was like, yeah, you can have my stuff. Well, thankfully, she gave it to us, because the day he put it on, he was not going to take it off. Like, it was like truly when he walked out of the door that day with the shirt on. She even gave us a name tag, and I used electrical tape to put over her name and used a Sharpie to write Owen. He didn't care. It was the best thing ever. He grew an inch in confidence that day. And so we took his pictures in the morning because he was so excited. And literally by like, I think it was maybe 8:30 that morning, I already got an email from his teacher, who he sees later on in the day, saying, Owen stopped by the classroom. He had to show me his outfit. He was so excited. And that's kind of where this career day, Owen, like this dream began to take off for him.
Wow. Well, it's time for a quick break. But when we come back, all the details on how Owen landed his dream job at Chick-fil-A.
Searching for the perfect gift for the chicken lover in your life? Check out our fan shop. Visit chickfiletpodcast.com/shop to check out never-before-seen t-shirts, jewelry, and gifts for the raving fans in your life. Seriously, this stuff is so cute. You got to see the waffle fry earrings. I gave a pair to Trudy Kathy, yes, Chick-fil-A royalty, and she loved them. Again, that's chickfiletpodcast.com/shop.
Welcome back. We are talking to Nicole Popadich. I almost blew it, but I got it. And she is the proud mom of Owen, the biggest Chick-fil-A fan on the planet, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. Hands down.
So we were just chatting about career day. When it came up at school, Owen dressed up as a Chick-fil-A team member and absolutely loved it. So what happened next?
Yeah. So just from that moment, just, you know, like any mom would do when you see your kid that excited and just on cloud nine, I just posted the picture on Instagram to share with friends and family. And the response was so encouraging from him. And one of the teachers at Jenny Moore, connected us with an actual franchise owner here in Mount Pleasant saying, hey, this kid needs to be your next intern. And, you know, I thought it was a sweet gesture and, you know, just a very kind thing. Well, sure enough, they actually followed through. John responded and said, hey, truly, let's try to get something together. Like, let's work something out so Owen can come in that day. He connected us with his marketing manager, Maddie. And sure enough, that next week, we put Owen back in his outfit. He was so excited. The day we arrived at Chick-fil-A, I was blown away by the intentionality of the detail of every single thing that they had prepared. They welcomed him in. They actually gave him a real name tag. Sweet boy was excited to take his mama homemade name tag off and put on his official name tag. They walked him back behind the counter, and John made such an impression because, and I won't forget it, but literally in the midst of Chick-fil-A and their incredible, you know, customer service that they have, but he stopped everything and he said, hey, y'all, welcome Owen, your newest team member. And every single person stopped what they were doing and they said, hey, Owen, welcome to the team. And he was just beaming ear to ear. I mean, literally, it took a few seconds, but the intentionality that they would stop for that moment just to say hi, it really just shows the character of the team members that are there. And so they showed him around and we went back into the kitchen and the chef came down and looked at Owen and like gave him a fist bump. And he was like, hey, man. And I mean, just once again, the intentionality, the friendliness, the just every little detail was so thought of. And so he got the full tour of Chick-fil-A. And then it was St. Patty's Day. So they were handing out gift cards because, come on, these people are just unbelievably generous. And so they wanted Owen to help hand out the free Chick-fil-A gift cards through the drive-thru. And so Owen got to stand there with John and Maddie, and he would hand them out, the gift cards out to every car that came by. And then he got to go back in and actually ring up his meal. And so I'm standing there next to him, and he's like, hey, mommy, you go around the counter. So he made it very clear that it was his day. He's the one working here and I'm not the one working. And so I went around to the other side of the counter as he's like telling me like, what do you want? Like asking me the questions and I'm giving him the order and he's getting to press the buttons. And we just sat there and we, you know, hung out with them for maybe like 30 minutes. And it was so cool. And ever since then, Owen's been dying to go back and asking to go back. And John has already made it a point. He said, listen, when this boy turns 14, you best believe we're going to hire him. So it's like, it's really cool. This isn't the end of the story. It's definitely just the beginning.
How long do you think it'll be before he's an owner of his own Chick-fil-A?
14. Can you go from career day to owner? Listen, remember I said his name is Young Warrior. I'm not kidding. The boy has his mind made up and he goes for his dreams and he's a great kid.
GoFundMe page and I bet he'll have the payment to get one.
Seriously.
Exactly. That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Does he still talk about the experience?
He does. And uniquely enough, something special that our family does. My mom's here in Charleston as well. And every single Friday, my mom picks the kiddos up. We also have a 4-year-old daughter named Anna Capri. And she takes them for a tailgating dinner. So Anna Capri, she loves McDonald's, which is right next to Chick-fil-A. And Owen, of course, has to have his Chick-fil-A. And that's the Chick-fil-A that they go to. It's the North Mount Pleasant one. So he goes to that Chick-fil-A every single Friday to get dinner. And then they go to the park for a tailgating experience. So every time he goes there, he's just ready for his next moment that he gets to be a part of the team, which is really cool.
And does he say, my pleasure?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he does. That is definitely something that I think he picked up that day, that it's now definitely a part of the vocabulary.
Oh, I love it. Well, time for another quick break. We'll be back faster than you can spell my pleasure backwards.
How exciting is this? Season 2. We're now in season 2. We had millions and millions of people listen to each episode of season 1. It might be a slight exaggeration, but there were a lot. And if you know of someone who, for some bizarre reason, missed out on this pleasure, get it, Share with them the info. They can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast and Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram. And, of course, we can be found anywhere you listen to podcasts. The easiest thing to do is just go to our website at chickfilapodcast.com. Welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Owen is at school right now, but his mom, Nicole, is going to answer these on his behalf. Are you ready, Nicole?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right. What's his favorite sauce?
Chick-fil-A.
All right. What would he like to see added to the Chick-fil-A menu?
Probably something to do with a pretzel roll or something pretzel.
Oh, I'd like that. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Oh, this one he didn't skip a beat on. Spider-Man.
Awesome. He does go there a lot, I hear. All right, and if he did work at Chick-fil-A, which he did, of course, what job would he like to have?
Well, since he already started off as a team member, he's ready to be an owner.
Yeah, that's right. That's the next step, anyway. All right, if you could only have one order on the menu, what would, for the rest of his life, what would it be?
Chicken nuggets, french fries, and Coke. In that order.
That's all he has anyway, right?
Yep.
All right, what menu item has he never tried? Everything
else? Know, wildly enough, he's never had the sandwich.
That is wild. All right, has he ever dressed up like a cow to get free Chick-fil-A?
Absolutely.
How many nuggets do you think he could eat in one sitting?
At least 10.
Ah, yes. Is he team nuggets or team strips?
Team nuggets all the way.
Oh, yeah. I predicted that one. That was easy. Wow. Well, as a mom, I mean, just listening to you tell that story warmed my heart so much. Because when other people, especially strangers, do kind things for your kids, there's just nothing that, you know, means more to you. But can you explain for us what it means to you to have other people show Owen so much kindness?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think inclusion across the board for humanity is vital. It's so important. We all need that. And I think that's just where it starts. You know, if we're willing to give one person kindness, if we're willing to stop what we're doing in our tasks to acknowledge people, I think it'll make the world a much better place. And it starts in our hearts, right? You know, and that's exactly what John and them showed. They're willing to stop the task. They're, you know, it's more than just a fast food restaurant. They really put people first. And it was just an incredible experience because of that. And that's truly why we would want Owen to pursue this path, is because the people that he would be working with and the, you know, the career of Chick-fil-A, the values and the culture that they have is what makes you a better person. And that's really what we want to instill in Owen, is how do you become the best version of yourself and how do you put other people before the task that you're doing? And John has really, and his team has really shown that to us. So it was really cool.
Yeah, major props. And you said it was the Mount Pleasant location?
Yeah, the North Mount Pleasant Chick-fil-A.
North Mount Pleasant Chick-fil-A. Wow, we'll definitely have to stop there when we're in town.
Absolutely. I promise you'll have the best experience.
Maybe Owen can join us.
Oh, you best believe he'll be there. You let us know and we'll meet you there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us and to share the story. Truly, we hope it inspires other people. You know, you never know what can happen, so don't be afraid to go after your dreams.
Absolutely. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.